93.7, the river that goes Phil Collins, Doug and Joe show on a Friday. You know, if you do know anything about this show, you've probably heard me talking about how terrified I am of flying. I hate air travel. It scares the just bejesus out of me. It terrifies me. And I've tried to get over the fear really, really hard, but I can't. And yes, it holds me back with seeing the very few places on this planet I need to see, but I'm good with that sacrifice.
You may never be able to do air travel.
Without
worrying and having some anxiety and some fear involved with it.
I can't. I'm a land mammal. I have no business flying. I'm good with the way I was born. If it's not here, if I can't hitchhike or drive to it, chances are I don't need to see it. I really don't. What excursion? What landmark? Yeah, what else out there is so great that I need to live that way for 2 or 4 or 10 hours on a plane? I can't do it. Then I see this. Jet Airways flight. From Mumbai?
Yeah, Mumbai.
To Jaipur? Is that how you say that? See, why would anyone even want to go to a place like that? You can't even pronounce them. So this plane's going from Mumbai to Jaipur, and they were forced to turn back on Thursday after 30 passengers complained of nose and ear bleeds due to low pressure in the cabin.
Good God.
They're sitting there. They're flying. They look down. You feel the hot blood hitting your lip. You're like, oh, my God, what's running out of my ear? You wipe it with your hand. You look at it. You're like, blood? You know this had to be painful. During the climb, the crew forgot to select the bleed switch due to switch cabin pressurization, and they could not maintain the pressurization, and it's all because they just forgot to push one simple button.
The bleed switch. There's a switch that keeps you from bleeding when
yes,
we fly?
That's what I guess the pilots and air crew call it. They call it the bleed switch.
Get the hell right out of here.
During the climb, crew forgot to select bleed switch.
I'm going to tell you something. I can see how low pressure could possibly... Actually, I can't. I don't understand how it would work to make you bleed like that. But I'm going to tell you, the very last thing I'd be thinking about would be that there'd be low pressure in the cabin. If I saw blood coming out of people's noses and ears, I would think zombie apocalypse happening right
Ebola.
Now. Yes.
Yeah, you're looking around, you're like, oh my God, they've got some sort of death...
Whoa, they're bleeding out of their... I mean, I would freak out, dude, if I saw that on a plane.
Excuse me, ma'am, you have a huge thing of blood rolling out of your ear. What?
You've got it coming out of your nose.
Are
you kidding me?
You talk about a snake on a plane. You're sitting there, everyone next to you is bleeding out of their orifices.
Oh, my God.
That is awful.
That sounds like that Ebola.
Yeah. In a statement, Jet Airways said that the flight 9W697 made an air turn back due to loss of cabin pressure. And once they got back to the ground, they're like, oh, yeah, we forgot to hit the bleed switch. And they, I guess, handed out the tissues, and everyone dabbed their ears up, and back they went. I'm just going to say this.
What causes it to bleed like that? Were eardrums bursting?
Yeah, I think it's the pressure. You're up so high in the altitude, your head and your blood starts coming out of your ears and your nose.
Oh, my God, that would hurt.
I think it's brain swelling.
Is it?
I think your brain actually swells if you're not pressurized.
I don't know what makes you bleed from your head, but if you're losing blood out of open areas in your head cavity, you got some issues.
The lady's going down with a drink cart. She starts handing out Johnson & Johnson bandages.
Oh, my God.
Just stick this cotton swab up your nose and put a bandage over it.
Crap, they'd be bleeding too, wouldn't they?
Oh, well, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, they're handing you your mixed drink with blood coming out of their ears.
People who travel, they probably think this sounds horrible, but I hate flying so much. I hate it so much. If airlines could guarantee me a safe flight, a live arrival at 100%. If they would give me that guarantee, I would sacrifice nose and ear bleeding. I would fly more often, probably all over the world, if that was the trade-off. Like if everyone said, hey, I guarantee you're going to land in like Wisconsin. But you know what?
Safely.
Safely, yeah. Guaranteed 100%. But around the time you get over Denver, and we're about 28,000 feet, that's when your ears and nose will start bleeding.
Oh, God.
Give me a ticket.
No way.
I'm going to Wisconsin.
There is no way.
Yeah. Think about that. In this day and age,
if that was part of
air travel, you just know you get up so high, you got to bleed a little to get there.
Oh, man, but you're going to get there safely.
I would do it.
Oh, no way, dude.
You think I'm joking.
I know you're not joking.
But I would do it.
That is awful.
And in this day and age, too, why don't they have planes on strings? Why isn't there some giant pipe up there in the sky that has these, like,
that'd
I don't
be
know.
The worst idea you could ever think of right there.
Why? It's just
planes
like
a, on strings.
It's like a giant tram. You know,
I want you to just look out our window right here and see how many planes leave just in the time that we're on doing this show.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have things wrapped up. You want to talk about puppet catastrophe.
Well, maybe there's no strings. Maybe it's like an air train. You know, maybe we just have these giant bridges where these giant overpasses go way up in the sky.
Okay, you just don't want to leave the ground.
No.
He doesn't like to be free.
No.
He doesn't want to be not held by a string or contained
from the ground. I got to have connection to the land.
You need to be
somehow
connected.
You know, it's funny, though, too, yesterday, and coming up on Monday, you'll get to see another edition of Drive Through Diva. I was talking to Prince Albert out in the parking lot yesterday, and you know how he's talked about him being a world traveler, and he's been to all these destinations. He is a lot more scaredy-cat of the flying than he's made it sound on the radio.
Is that right?
I talked to him yesterday, and Prince Albert is terrified of the air, a lot like me. And he told me, he said, man, he goes, yeah, I get anxiety. This is what he told me.
He flies, though. He does it.
He does it, but here's what I found out. He does it because he's made to do it. That's why he does it. He told me this, and you're going to soon learn since you haven't yet. You tell me stuff off air, I remember it. Tell me stuff off air, I'll bring it to the air.
Yeah.
He was telling me, he's like, you know, my wife, she's a really good woman, and she doesn't want a lot of, like, clothes or handbags and jewelry. She's really simple, but she likes to travel. She likes to go places. That's her thing. Everybody's got a thing. We all do. She likes to travel. Prince Albert, not so much. He does it because his wife likes to do it, and she makes him. So he's, you know, belting back the Hennessy. He's shaking. He's not sleeping a couple weeks before. He told me he gets anxiety, and it scares the bejesus out of him like it does me, but he does it, and he has a hell of a time doing it. He doesn't look forward to all these vacations she has planned.
Oh, well, no. I hate him.
I'll tell you the same.
I love being there. Don't get me wrong.
I just hate getting there.
I hate getting there. Yeah. And if it wasn't for her, I would be just like you, dog. I would never leave.
Yeah.
I would drive everywhere.
See?
If I could drive to Hawaii, I would do it.
I've always said, build a land bridge. If they built the land bridge, it looks like that one down in Key West, you know?
Oh, God, that one thing that drives out over the ocean?
Oh, woo, man, I would get on that whatever they call that highway.
Death highway.
I would drive down to Hawaii. I really would. And you know that you get out there.
I mean, screw every ounce of that.
I would do that.
Every single drop of that. And there is no way I would drive over a bridge from here to Hawaii. But I can't think of anything more fearful than that right there. That is awful.
Maybe they put up like some sort of clear plexiglass through the high tsunami areas. Because you know when you're out in the open water, you're going to have swells 70, 80 feet high.
No doubt about it, dude. You're going to get cars and one of them little smart cars. That thing's going to try and make the drive from the mainland to Hawaii over that bridge. It is gone.
No, but here's the thing. They're going to have little gas stations, AM, PM. Maybe they could put, you know, those. And
oh, they're going to have little island kind of little pull-off areas along
it. It's a, let's say, four-lane, both direction interstate.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't want no part of it.
And like, let's say every 30 miles, you know, you got your little solar cell phone out there.
Oh.
You got this little island pad that sells like the donuts and the jerky, and then there's gas. And all you do is you go. And let's say every 200 miles or 300 or 400 miles, there's a chopper pad. Okay. And you got the Coast Guard out there, whatever the mileage is. And you just get on the road and go. Does that scare you?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. To know that I'm driving over, what I'm doing right now is I'm Googling the mileage from California to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I want to know how long that is, because you figure, what's the average car get? About 300 miles to the tank?
I don't know. What
roughly,
what is it,
250?
What is it to Hawaii? What is it, 2,200 miles? 1,800 miles? I don't know. I have no idea. What is the mileage?
2,467 miles from California to Hawaii.
Okay.
But that don't sound, I mean, like a tremendous amount. It's like a little over 1,200 miles from here to Indiana, you
okay.
know, something like that roughly. But I want you to look at it. When you look at the mainland to the ocean, and I want you to look at how far that bridge would go.
Yeah.
Now, that's some distance.
A 2,467-mile span of concrete and bridge work.
And if you got eight lanes and pull-offs for gas, that is a hell no. Nope.
What? Okay, so you put a travel lodge out there. What are those extended stays that you like so much, like when you got divorced? Put a couple extended stays out there. You break it down, and I don't know, maybe you put some canoes, and you make a couple little tourist islands that are attached to the bridge, and that's all part of it.
No way.
You wouldn't do it.
I mean, how far is the Golden Gate, or the bridge that fell during that big earthquake?
What, the Bay Bridge?
Yeah, how far does that thing go, about a mile?
Oh, God, no. The Bay Bridge probably spans... What
half
is
a
that?
Mile, something like that?
No, it's probably... You'd have to Google it, but I'd say the Bay Bridge is probably two and a half, three miles.
Oh, miles. So yeah. It's a pretty good one.
I'm guessing.
Okay, that's not even... Okay,
maybe,
that's...
Maybe the Bay Bridge is a mile and a half. Maybe... I don't even know how long it is. Maybe it's a mile and a half.
Oh, that's 265 miles then. So you just take two miles off the 2,467.
Yeah.
If that thing can collapse during an earthquake, I can't even imagine what a 180-foot tsunami would do to
no,
that.
No, but you see, that's the whole thing. The bridge, the bottom part of the deck of the Bay Bridge didn't break. The top deck collapsed on the bottom. The bridge didn't drop into the water.
Yeah, but it was only a 3-mile stretch. I mean, if you got 2,000 miles, the bottom's probably going to break too.
Okay, but no. There's not. This isn't a double decker. This is four lanes each way. This is single story. So you're going to be passing the people going home.
Just like a normal free, like what we're looking at
yeah,
out here.
Yeah, okay. You're going to have east and west bound lanes. This isn't double decker.
Okay. Still
by the
no.
way, the Bay Bridge is 4.4 miles.
How long?
4.4 miles long.
It is a little bit longer. Okay, 4.4 miles.
That doesn't even get us out of the 60s with the 2,467 miles.
You wouldn't do it, huh?
No,
Albert, would you do it? Would
not.
You? Would you get in your car and drive to Hawaii?
Yeah, I would.
See,
I would do that rather than fly. Yeah.
Oh,
I would.
Man.
I would.
Do you think you'd get freaked out though once you got out to
the
water?
2,000. Wait, that's going to take a couple days, though.
Yeah.
It's going to take you about 4 days.
Yeah, you're on the ocean on road for 4 days. You're spending nights out there.
Oh, think about that. I want you to think about the nighttime drive.
No way.
Oh, man.
Whoa. I mean, you think it gets dark on 99 in some of them areas. You have no idea the hell that's going to be. Alien spaceship lights and weird crap. Who knows?
Yeah.
Plus, I think you go through the Bermuda Triangle when you go there, don't you?
Whoa, you're really going the long way. You're going to Hawaii.
Oh, wait, no, that's the other way.
Bermuda Triangle's down off of the... That's over in Florida going out that way.
Oh, is it that way?
Yeah, you knucklehead.
You see what I'm saying? I got no business driving over water. I don't know where nothing is.
Man, Joe, it took you 17 weeks to get here. How'd you go? Well, I stopped off at the Bermuda Triangle. I drove all the way.
I took a left in Africa. Next thing I know, I'm over by the pyramids.
It is kind of creepy when you think about it,
yeah,
though. The
it
ability
is.
To drive. Think about nighttime, and you're out there, and all it is ocean. And you're just traveling spans and spans of bridge and roadway, man. I say that I'd do it, but you get out about halfway, then what do you do?
I don't know. That literally sounds about as bad as prison to me. I mean, I can't think of too many scenarios I would just be petrified in. That's one of them.
Well, I guess it is okay having your nose and ears bleed then. Maybe you're right.
I don't know about
Dog and Joe.